Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Community Ambulance Director Greg Higginbotham joins us on today's program to talk about new technology recently acquired by the service and the latest with their COVID-19 response. Well, Greg, you and I talked, it's over a year and a half ago now, about a special fundraiser that Pella Community Ambulance has been working on to really kind of help your staff out, especially in situations where heavy lifting is required. Let our listeners know about the new technology that was recently purchased with the help of many from the community.
Yeah, what we just purchased was a self-loading cot device, which actually eliminates a lift into the back of the ambulance, with back injuries being the leading cause in our industry of why people miss work or have to have a career change is because of back injuries in EMS. So we obviously, it's a $42,000 system. We obviously did not have that in our budget. So we asked the community to help with fundraising, and we had several of them that donated, and we raised the $42,000 for one. And actually, we're actually about $3,000 towards the next one. So we got another $39,000 when we can purchase our second one. And one of the big benefits of this cot loading system is there are new standards that came out for how the cot is secured in the back of the ambulance, and this meets all those requirements. So our other two ambulances are not quite up to par yet, but they're grandfathered in because they're older ambulances. But the patients that ride in that new system are way more safe than they are in the other ones. Not that they weren't safe in the other ones, but they're definitely more secure.
Well, and you kind of alluded to it just, and in fact, there's on your Facebook page, there's a demonstration of how this process works, and you kind of alluded to it. The key is not only safer for the patients, but obviously safer for your staff, especially as you have varying ages and levels and abilities to be lifting heavy weights on scene, especially maybe overnight. You know, how critical is that, and how does that fit into kind of your belief of really bolstering the staff at Pella Ambulance, which has been, I think, probably your highest priority?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's very attractive when you have a service that's trying to take care of its members, you know, and keep them safe from being injured. That's, you know, our main goal is to keep everybody safe and go home just the way they came to work. So this is one of those processes that can do that. It's like I said, back injuries are huge in EMS, and any way that we can eliminate some of that lifting. Our patients are getting bigger all the time. I hate to say that, but they are. And it's just more of a strain on our backs when we have to lift them.
You said that there's fundraising going on for a second system. How can people help with that?
Yeah, if they want to get in touch at the Pella Ambulance office at 641-628-1780, and we can direct them on how they can write a check or donate for us. So.
Well, and while I have you, I do want to ask just a few other questions, especially since we're kind of in the era of COVID and we've got a big spike in cases lately. How are you and the ambulance staff doing right now with COVID? And what are some of those precautions you're continuing to take, especially as we see this big surge in cases, not only here, but across the state?
Obviously, it is taking a toll. You know, we have had a huge number of COVID calls that we've had to go on recently. And it's definitely wears on our staff because we have to put on more PPE. They're almost like spacesuits that are hard to get around in, hard to breathe in even a little bit. And then the decon of the ambulance afterwards, when we get done, the ambulance is basically out of service for almost an hour as we put UV lights and then we spray chemicals in the back just to make sure that it's safe for the next person to ride in. So there's just a lot of added steps that we've had to do with COVID and then trying to find PPE and cleaning supplies have been a high priority for us. And we've had to go through different avenues to obviously find some of that stuff to make sure that we're all protected and safe. So, you know, the state, a lot of the hospitals are full, so we're not doing transfers out of town as much, but we're doing a lot of in-town COVID calls.
To reiterate and to reassure people, right now you're still able and available for all emergency situations.
Oh, definitely. You know, and that's the thing. If in doubt, you know, for 911, there's obvious, call us. We're going to be there. And even if, you know, you're in doubt and you can't get a hold of anybody, we will still be there no matter what. You know, we haven't slowed down our response time at all. We're still out the door and right at about 2 minutes and on scene in less than four. So, you know, that's our goal, is to give a great 911 service for this community. And we're still, you know, abiding by that even through these tough times.
Once again, that was Pella Community Ambulance Director Greg Higginbotham discussing technology new to the service, as well as their COVID-19 response. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.